Music Hall, with Edward Everett Horton, Raymond Page and his orchestra, our three very special guests, Georgia Gibbs, Mitzi Green, and Igor Gorin, and my name's Les Tremaine. And here's Edward Everett Horton.
Good evening. My word, but these are exciting times we're living in. All week long, I've been reading about the mighty conference of the Little Three.
The Little Three?
Yes. Dick Tracy, Breathless, and B.O. Plenty.
Reading the comics to yourself, huh? I'll tell you what I'll do, Eddie. I'll help you. Let's read Dick Tracy to the kids right now. I'll be Dick Tracy, and you be Breathless.
I? Oh, well, okay.
What's the matter?
I'm Breathless.
Aha, Breathless. I finally caught up with you.
Who are you?
Dick Tracy. Who'd you think I was, Bulldog Drummond?
You look more like Cocker Spaniel.
Tell me, Breathless, why do they call you Breathless?
My girdle's too tight.
Look, I've caught flat top, I've caught measles, and now I've caught you, right in the potato patch. What were you doing buried under the ground in that potato patch?
Eating potatoes?
All right, Breathless, your number's up. I'm going to grill you. Then you're going to get the hot seat. You're going to fry. You're going to burn. Then you know what people will say?
Yep. What's cooking?
Well, Eddie, that should appeal to the younger kid.
Oh, do you think so, really?
I'm glad. I'm very glad of that. But here's something that should appeal to an older kid like myself. I mean that great, young, popular singer and recording artist, the lovely star of the Hall of Fame, her nibs, Georgia Gibbs. Hiya, gorgeous.
Hiya, Breathless.
Oh, you heard, huh? Well, tell me, Georgia, I understand that you've been voted Miss Georgia Peach of 1945.
That's right, Eddie.
Well, you know, a girlfriend of mine was voted Miss Jersey Prune of 1926.
But, Eddie, they don't grow prunes in Jersey.
You should have seen my girlfriend. But go ahead, Georgia, and keep everything peachy with a song.
All right, Eddie, here's I'm Gonna Love That Guy.
Gonna love that girl.
I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that guy he's the fella that I adore. When he's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that guy like he's never been kissed before. And though I miss that guy, he's the fellow I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, he'll hold my heart again forever and never more. I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before.
Most interesting phenomenon, or is it phenomene, or possibly phenomena? Well, anyway, one of the most interesting things about recent American music has been the development of the swoon singer. A swoon singer may be defined as an empty suit with a roving corpuscle. Then again, there is the type of singer who is strong enough to stand on his own legs, such as the young man whose brilliant voice has made him a star of radio, opera, and the concert stage. And we'd like you to meet him, the internationally famous baritone, Igor Gorin. Wonderful. Just wonderful. Splendid. I don't know, but there's something about Russian music, Igor. In fact, I like everything Russian. Even at dinner, I like to see a little Russian dressing. Oh no, that's the wrong accent. I mean, I like to see a little Russian dressing. Tell me, Igor, have you ever been to Russia?
Why, yes, Eddie. Several times. You see, my concerts have taken me everywhere. From Leningrad to Brooklyn.
Oh, how nice. How nice. How is Leningrad?
Oh, Leningrad! Oh, Leningrad! Хороший парень, прекрасный, а хороший юд, а все хорошо, а шашлик, понимаете, все хорошее, все.
How's Brooklyn? Well, I know. Don't tell me. Third place. Yeah. Igor, in your world travels, Igor, where have you found the prettiest girls?
Well, right here in America. There are more pretty girls here than anywhere. And I love every one of them.
Is your name Igor Gorin or Eager Beaver? Anyway, we're rather eager to hear you sing that beautiful hit from Song of Norway, Strange Music.
It'll be a pleasure, Eddie, especially with a grand accompaniment by my very good friend, Raymond Page.
Oh, well, our Mr. Page specializes in that sort of thing.
You mean grand accompaniment?
No. Strange music. Now, Igor, you go right ahead. Pay no attention to Mr. Page and you'll be much happier.
did it start? Strange music of the spheres, could its lovely hum be coming from my heart? You appear, and I hear songs of love, songs that I am capable of. So
have been in motion pictures for a long, long time. In fact, back in 1812. In fact, the movies and I grew up together. First, the movies grew some, and then I grew some. Gruesome, isn't it? But of all my countless memories of the cinema, one of the fondest is that of a child star who flashed so brightly across the screen not so many years ago, and that was Mitzi Green. Today, grown into lovely young womanhood, Mitzi is the star of the show at New York's famous Copacabana. Mitzi Green.
Thank you very, very much, Eddie. But, you know, that's not Copacabana. It's Copacabana.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it? Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'll remember that the next time I eat a banana. Now, Mitzi, 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 you go ahead and sing, sing, sing.
Love, love, love.
Good, good, good.
Goes bumpity bump. It's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, love, love. If your knees go knockety knock, it's love, love, love. And if you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love. If she's an S. A señorita from Spain, or a girl from Russia, the feeling's the same. And if the lady fair's a jolly English miss, no doubt she'd explain her feelings like this. If your ticker commences to clickety-clack at an unreasonable rate, and you're on the verge of an urge for a merge, hip-hip, cheerio, that's love. And if you have an uncontrollable desire to run up grandfather's clock, open up the swinging doors, stick your head out of the upper extremity and yell, cuckoo, cuckoo, every hour on the hour, by Jove, that has the makings of a beautiful friendship. Thank you. From the Russian Volga, there's little Olga. If he beats you and he heats you, then he chokes you and he pokes you. If he clips you and he whips you and knocks you and stops you and kicks you, yes, Tanya, he's mad on you, but it's love, love, love. And the very same applies to the girl from Brooklyn, another one of our allies. When she says, imagine me out dancing at a Saturday dance, when a handsome guy in fancy pants throws me a glance. So I throws back the glance and any asks for a dance. I take a chance with a dance and I get hit with romance. He says, I love you even more than Ginger Rogers. Can that be love? In his heart, I come next to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Does that mean love? He says, babe, you drive me insane. Can that be love? When the guy doesn't even know my name. Oh, when he tells me I'm making him a nervous wreck, and he grabs me in a manner that ain't socially correct, and a minute I ain't looking, he bites me neck. Levi's face it, girls, that's a wolf. Not love, love,
that was wonderful, Mitzi. Just wonderful. Tell me, do you still do those amazing imitations of famous people, or have you outgrown that sort of thing?
Oh, no, no, I still do them. Of course, I have to study all the subjects, and lately I've been studying Van Johnson.
Oh. You expect to imitate him?
No, but it's fun studying him.
Oh.
Eddie, see if you know who this is. Oh, Mr. Horton, this is Rally, Rally, Lovely Rally, it is. And those are lovely, lovely calla lilies in your arm. But who is that in the other arm? Oh, yes, 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 of course. That's Hildegard. Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you, Catherine. This is really... Sing? Oh, I'd love to. But before I sing, I would like to make a joke. Yes, a joke. Did you hear the one about the gentleman who says, I've got a dog named Ginger? The other gentleman says, does Ginger bite? And the first gentleman says, no, Ginger snaps. Isn't that sweet? I pulled a joke.
Yes, well... Push it back. But do you know, Mitzi, do you know the one I like?
Which one?
That's your imitation of Baby Snooks. Will you do that one?
Why, Daddy?
Don't ask questions, young lady. You either do it or I'll put you over my knee. I'll certainly be glad when summer is over. Then you'll be going back to school.
No, I don't want to go to school.
Why not?
It breaks up my whole day. And anyway, here's what happens at my school.
Good morning, dear teacher.
Good morning,
dear teacher. Good morning, dear teacher. Good morning to you.
We mean to you.
All right, children, we'll call the roll. Muggsy Tremaine?
Yeah.
Little Mitzi Green?
Yeah.
My, what an intelligent group. Where's Eddie Horton?
There he is, teacher, sneaking in late. Ah, shut up, you big snitcher. Yeah, you fathers must be.
Children, children. Children, please.
I'm sorry I'm late, Miss Gibbs. I'm awful sorry. I brought an apple.
Thank you, Eddie.
Can I eat it now?
Put that apple away. Now, children, let's get on with our arithmetic. Muggsy Tremaine, what's one and one?
Snake eyes.
Raymond Page, here's a question you should be able to answer. Who is the outstanding figure in the history of music?
Mrs. Harry James.
Very, very good. Missy Green, what flower do these three songs remind you of? Only a Rose, Rose O'Day, Roses of Picardy.
Would you repeat that question?
I'll give you a hint. It's red and it has petals.
A bicycle.
Boy, you see dumb.
All right, Muggsy. We'll see how smart you are. Did you do your homework yesterday?
Nah, I went down to the beach and studied the new bathing suits.
You studied the bathing suits. Now, what could you possibly learn doing that? All right, children, I want you all to sing the class song.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, really? We'd rather hear you sing.
Yeah, please, come on. Come on, sing.
Well, all right, children, here's a lesson in love.
In spring,
summertime wraps you in blue. And from that day, nevermore will I stay. There's no
is Edward Everett Horton, and as Mrs. Fall said when she pointed her husband out to her brother, that's Fall, brother. I don't know how I think of him, really. I'm just full of quips.
Yes, and it's time to quit right now.
All right, but I'm warning you. I'll be back next week, and so will Raymond Page and Les Tremaine, and our guests will be Dick Kane and Helen Farrell.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.